Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The BPD with me, Tammy Mortland. And this week, we are going to be chatting about, like I should have chatted last week, dealing with the negatives of BPD when ending a relationship. So, this is the other side to Season 2, Episode 3, about how to end a relationship or a friendship with somebody living with BPD. So, if you missed that episode, like, go and check it out. And before we get into this week's episode, tell you a little bit about my week. I'm still annoyed by the whole Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, BPD thing. That's still getting on my tits. Because what I'm trying to say, nobody gives a shit about the general public with actual mental health disorders. You've only got to look at poor Kanye West. He's become a meme because he had a breakdown ages ago, and I'm fed up seeing it. Like, when's it been made acceptable to take the piss out of someone struggling with the brain? If someone on crutches fell over, you'd help them up. So, to me, it's just no different. And I always say, I never wish borderline personality disorder on my worst enemy. I honestly wouldn't. And I still absolutely hate her. My worst enemy. And it's been 23 years. And I still despise this... I'm trying to get my words out too quick. But I still despise this person. I won't wish it on her. I won't wish it on anybody. And if you don't understand something about mental health or anything like that, like, ask or Google it. I'm fed up of people getting the piss taken out of them and celebrities being made into memes. And like I said, I don't feel sorry for Amber Heard, but I do in a little way, because all the stuff that I've read online is so horrible towards her. Granted, she deserves it, some of it, but it's not her fault she's got a mental health issue. So, moving on to today's episode, before I get back into that rant, we are chatting about dealing with the negatives of BPD when ending a relationship or a friendship. So, what are the negatives when it comes to ending a relationship or a friendship? To me, with BPD, the negatives are abandonment, splitting, and then feeling selfish. So borderline personality disorder can make even a normal conversation hard work. So how do you end a relationship or a friendship without feeling abandoned or like a horrible selfish person for doing so? Like, how do you know when it's time to say goodbye to this friend or partner for good? Or how do you know if it's just your brain splitting and making you think that this person is bad? Hence why you want to sort of end things, break things off. So week before, we discussed splitting. Like what it was, how to deal with it. And if you've worked through your thoughts and your feelings and emotions 37 times about this person and you've still come to the same conclusion that you no longer wish for them to like be part of your life, first off, well done. Well done for going through that roller coaster of emotions to get to this point, because I know it weren't easy. You will have questioned yourself, like, is this person actually as bad as I think they are? Or is it all in my head? Is this person actually appreciative of all the things that I do? Or are they just taking the piss with me? What will happen if I end said relationship or friendship? Will other people within the friendship group fall out with me because of it? Will the person I've ended the relationship with hate me? Will everybody I know be talking about it? Will everybody I know bitch about me to other people, making me look like the bad person for saying how I feel and wanting to end the friendship or relationship? And you've probably questioned yourself, especially if you live with this partner. The main one is, can I afford my expenses? Like, do I have enough money coming in to support myself financially? If like I say, especially if you lived with a partner. And I get it. Like, I've been in the same situation quite a few times, and recently I've had to cut a few people out of my life. One for overstepping my boundaries and telling me to fuck off, basically. And then one for disrespecting my mum. So the first one, this one I didn't feel bad for. This is the one who told me to fuck off. To be honest, this person wasn't even my friend. I was friends with their mum. But I was sort of pressured into being this person's friend. And she was young. She was only not even in her 20s. And that's all I'm going to say about it. But me and this girl, I'd set a boundary and said, for example, please don't text me after 10 o'clock at night. She didn't appreciate the way that I phrased or sent the message, to which then I got a really, really nasty, horrible reply, and in turn she told me to fuck off. Now, I'm not stupid. I understand fuck off in any language, and I'm a grown-ass adult. Somebody under the age of 20 will not get away with telling me to fuck off and then me still speak to them. No, I'm sorry. But in turn, with me and this person not speaking, this has put a bit of a wedge between me and her mum, because obviously I was friends with her mum, which is a real shame. But from my point of view, if you're going to fall out with me for being honest and stating my boundaries to your 18 plus year old daughter, then you as a parent should be grown up enough to understand my boundaries from an adult's point of view and not fall out with me because me and your daughter aren't speaking. Does that make sense? So yeah, I don't speak to this person now. I saw her the other day and I don't talk to her. You do not tell me to fuck off and then expect me to be nice to you. Granted, I'm not the most diplomatic in the way that I word things. So I made sure that before I actually sent this message, I got a couple of people to read it first. And even they said that the message that I sent, actually their words were, that's quite polite for you. So this person has read what I've said and took it the wrong way. And then in turn gave me a very childish response and then told me to fuck off. And I'm 31 years of age, duck. Do not speak to me like that and think you're going to get away with it. You might get away with speaking to other people like that, but you won't get away with speaking to me like that. But like I say, in turn, me and their mum now don't speak. And I just think that that's fucking stupid because we're all adults. I've put a boundary in place and you as an adult yourself should be turning around to your kid and saying, well, no, she's exactly right. But, you know, can't tell everyone how to do parenting or whatever, can you? Not that I need to tell her how to parent. She's a great parent. that came out completely wrong. But you can't, from her point of view as being a mum, it would have been nice for her to have had my back as well and said, well, no, she is my friend, but she's just put a boundary in place and you need to respect that. But that's not what happened. So the one that's disrespected my mum. This person has disrespected my mum from the moment I was born, and I'm sorry, but nobody gets to call me mum. Only me and Dave, which is her husband. Especially when she forgets to put tuna in tuna pasta bake. She'll never live that down. Me and Dave never like live it down. She made tuna pasta bake without the tuna. So it was just pasta bake. And we take piss out of her every time. But this person, every time she calls me mum, I tell her, I'm like, Gior, stop calling my mum. Me and you's going to fall out in a minute. And then she'll do it. She'll not do it for a couple of days or a couple of weeks. And then she'll do it again. And now it's got to a point where I could send the most evil message to her and she still don't care. She'll still call my mum. So now I just don't talk to her. But yeah. Cutting people out of your life don't make you a bad person. It just means that you've outgrown this person. Or maybe you're tired of the drama and the shit. And them overstepping your boundaries. Who knows? So the first thing I am going to say to you is, write down all your reasons of why you want to break up with this person. Whether that be a friend or a partner. Because it just clarifies it and cements it in your brain. And then when you're like questioning yourself, you can always go back to your list and be like, no, I don't want to be friends with that person because X, Y, Z. And also, don't wait for the right time. Because if you've got BPD, there will never be a right time to have this kind of conversation. Like, us with BPD, we could talk ourselves out of something just as quick as we can talk you into believing you're wrong when you're not. Because it's a superpower. But just like with BPD, people without BPD can be manipulating too, and they can easily swing things around on us and make us feel guilty. And because we do have BPD, we don't see our own self-worth. So we automatically question in our brains, like, if you're actually right about us, and are we actually that mean? Or are we actually as selfish as you're saying? And then we change our minds and we backtrack and we stay in a relationship or a friendship with you, even if it doesn't benefit us because you've made us feel selfish or we've questioned ourselves. And you, as somebody with BPD, you have to remember that we can be manipulated too. Although we like to sit here and think we are very hard, strong people and no one will do that to us, we can be made to feel guiltier than we should, like for wanting to end a friendship or a relationship. But stand your ground, people. Stand your ground. If you feel that your life will be better without that person in it, then stand your ground. Cut them out. Stand your ground, just do it. Cut them out for your own sake. Honestly, in about a month, they won't even care. They'll forget all about you. They will care that you no longer do stuff for them, but they won't actually care about your friendship. So don't wag yourself up about it. Because honestly, a lot of people are selfish and they only care about themselves and how they feel. And they, like I say, they will just feel annoyed that they've no longer got you to turn to or take things out on when they're stressed or give them a lift here, there and everywhere. So remember, we are allowed to cut people out, especially if they don't aid our recovery process. So there was a few points from episode 3, I think it was, that are season 2, episode 3, sorry, that are relevant. So go give that a listen for more tips. But a quick overview of that, which relates to this episode, is if you need to break up with somebody, then do it in person. Don't argue with them. Say what you've got to say. Listen to their response and then leave. Don't argue with them. It don't benefit anybody. If you can't do it in person, write a letter. Because even us with BPD, the pressure that we put on ourselves and the emotions that we feel when we want to end a relationship, we feel bad all the time. And we'll feel like we're being a mean person. So at least if we write it down in a letter, we can hand it to somebody. And then we're not there in their presence feeling shitty about ourselves for not wanting to be their friend. So once, if you can't, like I say, do it in person, write them a letter. Then have no contact. So unsubscribe, unfollow, unfriend. The job lot. If you can't see them, you're not going to work yourself up. Us with BPD have a tendency to wind ourselves up about scenarios and situations that aren't even happened. And we create stories and situations in our head and then wind ourselves up about it. And these situations are completely made up. They've not even happened. But once you've done all of that, so you've either discussed it in person, you've wrote them a letter, you've unsubscribed, unfollowed, unfriend. Remember, you're doing this for you. Who cares how that other person feels? If you constantly feel crappy around this person, then they're no good for you. Stick your middle finger up and jog on. So moving on to the next bit and how to manage splitting. So we had abandonment, splitting, and then not feeling selfish. So how to manage splitting when you end a relationship or a friendship? And splitting when you end a relationship is a bit different from splitting in a friendship or from a family connection. So if you've split up from a romantic partner, you've got to remind yourself why you broke up, the reasons why you broke up. Remind yourself of the arguments, if you had any. Remind yourself of the way they made you feel on the bad days. Don't remind yourself of the good times, especially when you start to feel lonely. It's easy to start thinking about all the good times and actually forget that as people, you're just incompatible. You didn't work. Maybe you wanted different things. But I do agree with right person, but wrong time. Like me and my superhero, if we'd have met now rather than 6 years ago, we'd be completely different. But fortunately and unfortunately, we both needed somebody 6 years ago. Me for the emotional support for my mental health, and him for the life experiences. And like I say, me and my superhero are back together now. We're engaged. And we, over the last 3.5 months, I think we've both just realised that we are each other's person. And sometimes it does take you to break up and have no contact completely to realise just how important them people are to you. And yeah, I know we've kept this engagement secret for what, the last 21 days, because it's nobody else's business. It's my business, and well, actually it's mine and Adam's business. We wanted to make sure that our parents knew and all the people that needed to know before it went out onto the podcast and to the world. And I know loads of people are going to have an opinion on it, and really, I could not give a toss. I don't care what you think. Me and Adam have been through loads of stuff in the last 6 years, and it's taken not speaking for 3.5 months. I've always wanted to be with Adam. I wanted marriage and babies, and at the time we had the conversation last year in May, that was not something that he wanted. But obviously, us splitting up and not speaking for 3.5 months, I don't know, something's obviously changed in his mind. I might see if I can get him on the podcast and have a chat with you about that and what went through his brain and all of that. Yeah, try and get him on it. But back to the episode. So I don't ever look back on my past relationships now with hate, because I learned something from every single one of them. I learned that relationships don't have to be just about sex. I learned that when they end, I won't actually break. And I learned that with each one, that the heartbreak feeling wouldn't last forever. And I also learned how to just rely on myself and nobody else. And yeah, I don't look back on my past relationships with anger, bitterness or resentment, because the world's too full of angry, bitter people. And I don't need to add that to the majority. I don't need to add to the majority of them bitter, angry people. And it also doesn't help my mental state either, being bitter and angry at people. But like I said the other week, controlling splitting is hard. And I have to remind myself when I broke up with somebody of the reasons why we broke up. And I also have to remind myself that I'm not a bad person, because I wanted to do what's best for me. I have to remind myself that the person I split up with also isn't a bad person. Unless they've actually done something wrong, like had an affair or something which is completely different. So yeah, you just need to remind yourself that you're not a bad person. You are allowed to cut people out, and you are actually strong for putting yourself before somebody else. Because as we all know, people with BPD put everybody else and their dog before their own feelings. So well done you for putting your feelings first and deciding that you no longer wanted to be in this relationship, friendship, family, connection, whatever. Now, I don't think abandonment really comes into play when the person with BPD ends a relationship. Well, I mean, it hasn't for me in the past. Like I say, I always sound like I'm speaking for everybody, and I'm really sorry, because that's not what I mean to do. If I've ended a relationship, I'm usually fine with the abandonment side. However, when I don't want to end the relationship, when I don't want the relationship to end and I'm not the one ending it, whether that be romantically or platonically, I will automatically get the abandoned feeling. So if I end the relationship or the friendship, don't really get the abandonment side. If somebody else ends it, that's when I get the abandonment side. So how I combat this, bear with me, need a drink. So, I have to make myself aware that I haven't been left. I'm still here, where I was previously. A person's just left my life, nothing more. I have to remind myself of all the people that I've met over the years, how different paths cross, and the people that I've dated, like, there will always be somebody else to come along and give you butterflies. It may take a month, it may take 5 years. But I always promised myself that I would feel that feeling of being in love again, and just to wait for the right time and the right person, because you can't rush love. I also have a dog, which makes things a lot easier. And I always say to somebody, if you're feeling lonely, get a dog, provided you're going to walk it, feed it, care for it, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, if you're lonely, get a dog. If you ain't got time for a dog, get a cat. If you ain't got time for a cat, get a rat or a guinea pig. Honestly, Frodo, my guinea pig, makes me laugh so much. She's got so much character. But I also surround myself with positive friends and family, not the miserable ones. Leave them in a corner. Miserable people only add to your misery. And I spend time focusing on things that I want to do and achieve. I set weekly goals to achieve, such as, sounds really sad, but cleaning all the windows in my house. Doing a new walking route with Luna, reading a new book, sewing something. Anything to just stop me sitting and arguing with my own brain about how worthless I am or how unloved I am. But most of all, I have to trust my instincts because I'm obviously wanting to cut this person out for a reason. And this episode doesn't really need a recap because it's not very long. But here it is. So write down all your reasons for wanting to end said relationship or friendship. Don't wait for the right time. Don't let somebody manipulate or guilt trip you into continuing the friendship or relationship. If you want to end the relationship, do it in person, but don't argue with them. Say what you've got to say, listen to the response, and then leave. Don't argue with them. Do not argue. Because you'll just go around in circles, and you'll be there forever and a day. If you can't do it in person, write a letter. No contact, unsubscribe, unfollow, unfriend. Remind yourself of the reasons why you need it to end. Not of the few good times you get from nostalgic songs or memories. You don't need them. Push them away. Don't look on the relationship or friendship with resentment. Like, look at it as a life lesson. There's always something to be learned from any relationship or friendship. And most importantly, remember that you're not selfish for wanting to cut somebody out of your life. You are allowed to put yourself first. I know. Seems like a strange concept, doesn't it? But trust me, you will feel better in the long run when you start to put yourself first. Took me a long time to start putting myself first. But I do feel better. And that's it for today's episode on the Good, the Bad and the BPD. Next week, we are going to be going through BPD and anger, which should be a funny one because I'm angry all the time. Like my Bob is angry all the frigging time. And today I can hear myself and I sound really funny, but I know tomorrow I could wake up and Bob could hate everybody. Everybody and everything. And I could be so angry. But today I'm in a good mood. I'm in a fantastic mood. Hence why I'm on John Ball with the podcast today. Or this week, I should say. But that is it for today's episode on the good, the bad and the BPD. If you have any more suggestions to add to today's episode or you'd like me to cover a specific topic, as always, you can get in touch with me on the Facebook at the good, the bad and the BPD. A big shout out to Anchor FM. Go check them out for all of your podcasting needs. They also send you a newsletter with tips, tricks to get your podcast up and running, to get your audience grown. And don't get me wrong, it's a fabulous email. Gives you loads of advice about growing your audience and stuff. But for me, it's not about that. It's not about growing my audience. It's about the audience that I've got benefiting. Even if four people only listen to this podcast, but every single one of them four people could relate to it, found something useful, found something to help, who cares? Who cares that it's only four people? Who cares that 6 million people don't listen to it? I mean, it'd be great if 6 million people did listen to it, but I really don't think I've got the time, the patience or the energy to deal with 6 million people listening to my podcast. I just don't think I've got the grain. I don't think I've got the brain capacity either. Like, I get a lot of messages now. And it's really hard on my brain. And I like to try and respond to as many people as possible, but sometimes I can't. It just overcrowds my brain. So, yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of people that listen to the podcast now, but I don't think I could manage 6 million people listening to me. Whew, it got a lot when 62 people started watching me on YouTube. I felt like my privacy had gone, but that was my own fault because I put my life on YouTube. So don't be a dickhead, Tammy. But thank you for listening to The Good, The Bad and The BPD with me, Tammy Mortland, soon to be. Well, it's not going to be soon to be at all, is it? It's going to be in about 2 years when I can afford it. But it will be Tammy Gaynor. Oh, dear. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll sign off again now because I'm not being an idiot. Thank you for listening to Good, the Bad and the BPD with me, Tammy Mortland. Have a lovely day.